This is an excerpt from Chapter 1 of Land of 100 Wonders. As you probably already know, an investigative reporter needs folks to write about. Late-breaking stories about trees, for instance, are few and far between. So when I'm not busy bussing tables, I'm allowed to interview subjects from all walks of life who later on become the who, what, where, when, and why of my stories. That's one of the things that's so rewarding about working here with Grandpa at Top in the Morning. We're the last stop for refreshments before you hit Highway 75. You'll know the diner when you see it. Shaped like a shoebox, it's got tires washed white and lip pink roses lining the entrance. Candy cane awnings billow like crazy when the west wind kicks up. There's a counter inside with slick yellow stools, booths that sit four, and up at the cash register, there's toothpicks. Take two. They're free. And since everybody knows what a tremendous part the good or the bad version of luck can play in your life, a rusty horseshoe all the way from Texas hangs lopsided above the screen door that creaks when you open it, but not when you close it. Just another one of life's little mysteries. In case you haven't noticed, life is chock full of them. This morning, like every morning, my grandpa, who owns the place, is where he is most of the time when he isn't out on the lake, in the kitchen, decked out in his white apron and cowboy fishing hat. He's wrestling up the breakfast he learned to cook in that army mess, and damn if there's anything that smells better on earth than sizzling pork sausage, I wish somebody let me know. Oh, wait. I just remembered Lily of the Valley smell. Ah, it's simply out of this world. Hey, Lois Lane, there's tables need your attention, Grandpa yells, sticking his head through the kitchen peek window. Give me a minute, Charlie, I call back. Got to get down a few more words before the story flies out of my head. Lois Lane is not my real name. Grandpa's just making a joke due to his keen sense of humor. My real name is Gibson McGraw, but most everybody calls me Gibby. I'm 20 or maybe 33 years old. I'll check with Grandpa and get back to you on this. I've been living with him permanent in Cray Ridge since the night 3 years ago, the kind of night anybody in their right mind stays home and is grateful to do so. Me and mine were heading down here so I could start my usual summer stay. The rain was gushing down so bad it erased the highway line, and our Buick sprouted wings more than a few times. And the sky wasn't the only one spitting mad that night. The very last thing I can remember my mama saying in her crossest of voices is, "We're not going to outrun this storm. Get off at the next exit and find us a motel." You got talent at finding motels, don't you, Joe? Especially the real cheap kind. And then my daddy bellowed back, "I'm warning you, Addie, for the last time." Little did he know how right he was. A wiper stroke later, we rounded a bend in the road and bounced off a stalled Champion bus, also from Chicago.